In the meantime, I was interested to see that several teams' rookies are already showing up at camps, like at the Bills camp. They're already setting up shop. And that moment is upon us. And off the air, Marty was telling me about what a big deal that is, particularly for guys like Jackie Miles, the Panther equipment manager, when you've got the event that's coming up on the 25th, then you've got Wofford, and then you've got the existing infrastructure and the equipment that they work out and use on games and for workouts themselves. It's a big job. But what about the convoy to Spartanburg? Let's talk to him and go to the guest line where Jackie Miles, Panther equipment manager, is with us. Jackie, good afternoon.
How you doing, Jeff?
Great. Thank you so much for spending time with us.
Oh, my pleasure. How you doing, Marty?
Hey, good, Jack. How are you doing? I got Al here. Jeff talked to you first, and now we got Al and myself. But are you guys at the bacon eating lunch? Is that what you're doing?
I'm sorry. I can't hear you very good. What's that?
I said, are you at the Beacon eating lunch?
Am I what?
At the Beacon. We have a bad connection here. But, hey,
no,
you...
Our first couple truckloads down, and I'm actually down at Wofford, and we're underway here. We brought all the field equipment down today and some of the equipment room stuff, and we're just kind of getting set up.
So you're not at the Beacon, the famous drive-in greasy spoon?
No, no. We're at the cafeteria today, but the Beacon might be here for dinner.
You know, I love that place. I know nothing on the menu is good for you, but I love that stuff.
Jack, explain to the people a little bit everything that you have to get set up now. You know, training camp starts down there. I think with it's a little different this year. You go down, about the 25th? You go down the day after Fan Fest this year, correct?
Yeah. Well, we still go down. Actually, we start today. We're still bringing all the, truckloads of stuff down here in the next 4 or 5 days. And we're going to set up here. We're going to set up down here as if we were meeting here. And we're going to kind of treat Fan Appreciation Day like an away game. We're going to kind of pack up, move back up, and then, after players will report on Thursday up at the stadium and stay up there, and then we'll have practice on Friday, and then after Friday practice, we'll pack up and come down here with the last of the equipment. So we'll be bare bones up there equipment-wise.
So while everybody else is still laying on the beach, the equipment guys are down in Wofford setting up. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, we're down here, and it's probably about 100 degrees, and we just unloaded our first truck, so we're taking a slow. We're easing our way into it.
Jack, tell us about the equipment. What all is on those trucks?
Well, right now we take all the locker room stuff, which is 90 players full stuff, and the coaches' stuff, just their gear alone. You're talking about 90 players, 20 coaches, 85 staff members, 50 interns, 15 security guys. So we're outfitting them with all the new stuff for 2014 from head to toe, for the season. We're also bringing down all the field gear, the weight room stuff, the training room stuff, all the video equipment, all the computers, a lot of stuff. We're setting up the dorms. You name it. We're going to be down here for three weeks. So, it's going to be a home for a lot of people. So we're down here just trying to get everybody all settled in and make them feel as comfortable as possible when they report.
I got to tell you, it's awesome to talk to you because I picture the weight room alone, never mind the weights, but then the weight equipment and all the infrastructure for them. How many guys do you have with you lifting that stuff on and off the trucks?
Right now I have, we have TNT Moving, which is our buddies Tommy and Todd, and they have about 5 or 6 their moving company employees. Then I have my staff of Don Toner and Greg Allman, and then we hire like 15 interns that all report tomorrow, and they do the majority of the legwork and the lifting, and Donnie and Greg and I do our share, but we kind of direct them, and we'll be working 16 to 18 hours a day all the way up until next Wednesday, and then we'll go back up to the stadium for when the players report, and then Friday night after practice, we'll load up and come down here and work through the night to get everything ready for Saturday. So it's a big operation, but we've done it long enough to where it goes pretty smooth. It's like clockwork, but it does take it's a lot of labor.
Well, actually, you talk about continuity, Jack, in organizations. You've been here since the start, correct? since they won?
Yeah, 20th year anniversary.
How about that? Good for you.
And man. Donnie has been with you the entire time?
Yeah, Donnie Toner. Since day one. And Greg Ullman was with me since he was about 12 years old. Now he's 25. He's married. He's full-time with me. And then Tommy and Todd have been with us since day one. With TNT Moving, so they've been here 20 years old.
And really, that's what sets the Panthers apart, doesn't it, Jack? The only truck driving company that has a truck driver that never drives. He always flies. Whenever we used to travel, Tom Towicki would always have to drive cross country or wherever we were going. Todd Keckney always gets on the plane, doesn't he?
Yeah, you nicknamed him the flying truck driver.
The flying truck driver. I love that. And by the way, if you're just joining us, Jackie Miles is the Panther equipment manager who has to do this humongous convoy all the way down. I love what you said about FanFest, how that's treated like an away game from Spartanburg. I never would have thought of that. What about the food? What about refrigerated trucks?
Right now, Wofford supplies us. Marty could tell you how that works more than I could, but they supply us with the food. Our trainer and strength coach and all them set the menu, Brandon Bean, our director ops. But all that's kind of supplied to us down here. And, the Wofford workers and the Wofford people, that they're very accommodating to us with their facilities, their help, their food. And, they feed us breakfast, lunch, dinner, and snacks. So we're well fed, in that area. But they supply the food. But we'll have shipments of hundreds of cases of Gatorade that our trainers unload.
Wow.
Hundreds of cases of water and, products that, keep the players hydrated.
How many trucks in all? How many are you in charge of?
Well, right now, today we brought down two trucks. And that was some of the equipment room and all the field gear.
Are these like 18-wheeler type things? Or
what's that?
Are these the big ones, the 18-wheelers, the tractor trailers?
Yeah, tomorrow the tractor. We got two tractor trailers coming tomorrow and two straight trucks. And we're going to take the majority of the equipment room, the locker room. We're taking all the video equipment. And if we have any more room, we'll take the trainer stuff. But everybody's kind of, we all got together before vacation, decided let's get everything down here we possibly can, and then, just have minimal stuff up there for the practice. And, we have plenty of equipment in both places, but, then come Monday, we'll work through the weekend just setting up all the trucks we're unloading today and tomorrow. But come Monday, we'll start bringing down FanFest stuff for our marketing department or our ticket office. I mean, we bring bike racks down for security to line the field. And then there's a lot of little stuff that goes into it. We had to bring down a bunch of meeting room stuff and video stuff. And then I think Monday we're also bringing down the computers for all the offices, which is like 50 computers.
Holy smokes.
So, and then at the end of the week, if we need some down here, TNT Move-In will we'll accommodate us. They'll get us a truck. You're always going to forget something and need to run back and forth. But, everybody gears up for it. We like this time of year.
Jack, you've been doing this so long. Obviously, things don't always go smoothly. Is there one story or one moment that you've said, something's not right?
this time of year, too, all your equipment comes in during the summer. And, you'll get down here and you'll have 300 pair of shoes that you're getting ready to break out that are supposed to be white. And all of a sudden you open up the boxes and they're black. Stuff like that. equipment comes in, it's wrong. Or you get another team's jackets or stuff like that. But only one or two moving, with Tommy and Todd. I remember one year we were up in Charlotte waiting for the flatbed truck to come to take all the field gear down, which is, we move all the sleds and all that stuff down here. We were waiting and, no sleds, so no flatbed. So we called Tommy and Todd, where's all the stuff at? Well, they come to find out the truck showed up at Wofford instead of the stadium.
Oh, man.
So somehow, the miscommunication had the truck down here waiting to take, equipment back up to Charlotte when it was supposed to be the other way around. And then, you know, these two areas are 85 miles apart, so that kind of delayed us a little bit.
I guess. I got to tell you, Panthers equipment manager Jackie Miles, my hat is off to you. When you move a city, basically, from one place to another and then plug in these computers and video equipment and hope that everything works and know that when it doesn't, somebody's going to go, Jackie! Get in here. I mean, you must be a real football fan, and you must love this, though, at the end of the day.
Yeah, I do love the game in our organization, and, you know, we've always had a good group. Even, you know, Marty used to head us all up when he was director of ops, but then, of course, he became the high-level executive GM, and now he's a superstar radio guy.
Yes, well, Jack, listen, on that note, we know you're busy. You got to go to the Greenville airport and pick up Todd probably to get him the offer. So thanks, buddy. Thank you very much. You're the best in the league.
Thanks, guys. Take care.
Appreciate it. Stop at the Beacon on the way. Panthers equipment manager Jackie Miles. That was awesome.